was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Resurrect the Public, Dirty Uncle Sam Radio. This is Lori Anderson, co-host for this evening, filling in for Tom Lacavera-Stewart, who will more than likely be joining us tonight as well. We have some interesting, very interesting breaking information for you tonight. We will also probably have Lori joining in with us later in the call. And we have an individual who is no stranger to this audience. This is the founder and spokesman, Carl Swenson, of the Clayton County Citizens Oversight Committee. He's going to be joining us tonight. And they have worked very hard. He, with other individuals of the Clayton County Citizens Oversight Committee, have worked very hard with their research and have exposed massive violations of law by the commissioners located in Clayton County, Georgia. And that's going to be one of our topics for this evening. Now, before I pull Carl in onto the call, I wanted to read something because I believe this is very relevant to the understanding of the topic of conversation tonight. In Butts versus Economu, the judge stated, and in the United States versus Lee Supreme Court cases, it says, no man or woman in this country is so high that he is above the law. No officer of the law may set that law at defiance with impunity. All the officers of the government, from the highest to the lowest, are creatures of the law, and they are bound to obey it. So the Supreme Court, in many different cases, all across our union, have solidified that it is not okay for individuals, whether they be judges, police officers, police chiefs, sheriffs, commissioners, anyone who takes that oath is bound by that oath. And when they do not abide by that oath, or they perjure themselves in their oaths, then they are guilty of misprision. Now, in Perry versus the United States, this is one of my favorite quotes, and this is very relevant to what our topic of discussion is going to be tonight. It says, quote, I do not understand the government to contend that it is any less bound by the obligation than a private individual would be. It is not the function of our government to keep the citizen from falling into error. It is the function of the citizen to keep the government from falling into error, unquote. And that's exactly what the Clayton County Citizens Oversight Committee is doing and has tried to do. And I will introduce Carl. Are you on the call, Carl?
I am here, Lori.
Hi, it is so good to hear your voice again. And would you like to kind of give everybody a rundown of the things that happened today?
Okay, well, let's make it real short and simple. The three of the five members of the Clayton County Board of Commissioners were placed under arrest tonight for violations of their oath of office. Some of the charges involve felonies because they are in possession of state monies owed the state and have been since before they were elected and before they took their oath. And the oath clearly says that they promise or they swear that they are not in possession of any monies owed the state.
Okay.
So using that and all of the laws that had been broken because they do and did, I went forward and I placed them under arrest.
Okay. And
what happened after that was that I waited a little while and told the peace officers that were in attendance there, including the chief of police, that they now needed to come down and take them into custody as per OCGA, which is the official code of Georgia, 17-4-61 and 62. They are obliged to do this. I was exercising my right under 17-4-60, which states that it is my right and duty to effect a citizen's arrest when I become aware of a crime that has been done in front of me or I have knowledge of. I fulfilled all of my obligations to do such. The police chief then turned around and said, I am not going to arrest anybody here tonight.
Oh, wow.
We also, the person before me, a former judge and former police chief, placed the district attorney under arrest for her felony violations to when she prevented our access to the not access to the grand jury, but ability to get a message to the grand jury foreman. It is the right of every citizen, always has been. Henry Lester is one of the cases that has been in the domain of the law books since late 1800s, and it has never been overturned, which specifically guarantees the right of people to have access to the grand jury when petitioning them for grievances and petitioning them with criminal complaints. So we are being denied on every single level.
Right.
And today you saw it at the national level, and tonight we proved it at the local level. We have nothing more than a mafia-style communist regime that is out to protect its own first and foremost.
Oh, yeah.
You're here.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hello.
Everybody's listening. You wanted to hear your voice.
Well, folks, I just want to chime in a little bit here because I'm on the way back from this event. And I have to say that, first of all, I know a lot of you out there, you know, you hear about us making citizens' arrests and all that kind of stuff. You may wonder what good this will come to if the public officials that are supposed to do their duty do not. Well, first of all, first and foremost, at least the folks that are on this call, are Christians. We have to act in honor, and we have to give them every opportunity. Our job first is to the Lord. The Lord says that we are to go forth and spread the good news. What is the good news but the truth? So we spread the truth, and we put them on notice. We handed them their own laws. These are not laws of ours. These are their own laws. And as both President Andrew Johnson said, if certain legislation was allowed to go forward, it would make the law itself unlawful and create a de facto government. What I saw today was gangsterism in every way, shape, and form. The police chief, as soon as the Constitution was mentioned, he recoiled as if if somebody had thrown acid on him, and that was the end of it. And this, make no mistake about it, a lot of the officers involved I spoke to personally on the side and tried to explain to them the grand jury process. I'm not talking about the citizens. I'm talking about their own grand jury process and how it works and how important it is that you should be able to present to the foreman, at least, evidence and charges that you allege, and then allow them to make a decision. When the district attorney puts herself in the position of putting a wall up, she has then tampered with the jury process. And again, a felony. That is, now, the judge that stood with Carl was an, I love the man. The man is, it was worth the 2 hours of driving that we're doing just to be there and back. It was worth every second to sit there with Carl. It was worth every second to stand there and pray with him. And it was worth every second to have every minute that I had with those officers trying to plant the seeds of truth in their mind, because amongst all, we're all God's children, and we're supposed to be fishers of men and try and bring them out of the evil that they're standing by. The signal is going to fade and go, so I don't know if I'm going to be here much, folks. But I'd like to personally thank Lori, first of all, for handling the show tonight so quickly, without much notice. I'd like to thank Carl, an honorable, godly man, for standing up and doing what he's doing. This is why I will always come, my brother, when you call me. And I urge all of you out there that say that you love this republic, that when we call you to come, especially if we call you to come unarmed and you're not risking as much, but standing with us in unity. Let the militia worry about the rest of it. We're exercising the first, and if they will not respect our first and give us no other option, at least we can say that we tried every honorable means at our disposal. And on that, I'm going to turn the show back over to Lori. God bless you both. I'll be here if I can, but go ahead on from there. I love you all.
Well, we love you too, Tom, and thank you, Tom, very much. We love you dearly, and we thank you for being a God-fearing patriot. And, you know, going to these events are imperative. They're imperative. And what, Carl, for the listeners out there who don't quite understand the citizen's arrest thing, what he's trying to explain to you is this is not even based on common law that he's talking about. He's talking about on their own codes, in their own coding system in 17-4-60, grounds for arrest. A private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge, if the offense is a felony and the offender is escaping or attempting to escape. A private person may arrest him upon reasonable and probable grounds of suspicion. Now, it's not just suspicion that Carl had. He had the proof. Okay.
Yes,
so, under their own codes, they're required to arrest. Under 17-4-61, the taking of persons arrested before judicial officer or to a peace officer, it says, a private person who makes an arrest pursuant to code section 17-4-60 shall, without any unnecessary delay, did you hear that part? Without any unnecessary delay, take the person arrested before a judicial officer, which Carl did, as provided in code section 17-462, or deliver the person and all its effects removed from him to a peace officer of this state. A peace officer who takes custody of a person arrested by a private person shall immediately proceed in accordance with code section 17-462. So what is 17-462? 17-462 says that this is what the officers have to do. In every case of an arrest without a warrant, the person arresting shall, without delay, convey the offender before the most convenient judicial officer authorized to receive an affidavit and issue a warrant as provided for in code section 17-4-40. No such imprisonment shall be legal beyond a reasonable time allowed for this purpose, and any person who is not brought before such a judicial officer within 48 hours of arrest shall be released. Now, from what I am understanding, correct me if I am wrong, Carl, the chief of police refused to obey his own laws. Is that correct? That is
100% correct.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
Well, that puts him in direct violation of his oath of office.
Right.
And that is in itself another felony. So all they're doing is compounding and digging their particular hole deeper. Should and if we can ever find a law enforcement agency that will enforce the laws.
Right. And you know what's disturbing about this? I looked up that chief of police, Michael Register. Everybody remember that name? The chief of police, Michael J. Register. If you want to contact him and ask him why he refused to enforce the law, his phone number is 770-477-3599. I'll repeat that again. 770-477-3599. What is disturbing to me about this, Carl, is I was looking him up. He's the chief of police. You would think by reading his bio that he was an upstanding person. He was in the military, you know. But the more you read, the more you realize that, listen to this. The principal task of the chief of police is to see that the resources of the department are so managed that its objectives, preservation of the peace, protection of life and property, and the enforcement of law are achieved economically and effectively. The police administrator carries out his task through the organization of the department by exercises of direction and supervision, by policy determination and planning, by control and inspection, and by development of personnel. Now, this bothers me because he wants people to vote for him. And obviously they have. He had over 22 years, according to this, of military service to include combat operations in Afghanistan. He believes the modern police department must take a quote-unquote whole government approach by partnering with other government entities and the community to improve the quality of life for its citizens and make the community safer and attract new business to the area. Well, how are you going to attract new business to the area when you are allowing criminals, which you had the proof for, and he refused to follow the law, he refused to follow his oath and uphold that law. Now, we're not talking Constitution. Exactly. So it's not even, aside from Constitution here, we're talking about their statutory law. He refused to follow the statutory law in which he is quote-unquote enforcing. That bothers me. That bothers me greatly.
Well, you're not the only one that it bothers, Lori. And we are now looking at the next available options. Mm-hmm. But you've got to understand that we've known for the longest time that this thing that we refer to as government is little more than a play. It's we are witnessing the Phantom of the Opera in every different manifestation you can find. Mm-hmm. But we do not see any sense of reality shining through at all, ever. And I have been proving time and again, both in Henry and Clayton counties, mm-hmm. that they are in violation, constant violation, of all of their most precious laws. One of the things that I haven't even touched on yet, as far as taking it before a grand jury, which is the ultimate goal here,
right,
is the incorporation and the absorption of all of these so-called elected officials into corporations as soon as they take office.
Mm-hmm.
Articles of incorporation for both the Henry and Clayton County Governmental Finance Corporation and a couple of others that they have clearly state that when you are elected into office, as soon as you take your oath, you immediately become board members for these various corporations. The purpose of these corporations is to allow the elected to do things that they're not allowed to do as elected.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately they are put into a unlawful, illegal situation, and they are convinced that it's okay because the county council, ex-esquires, keep giving them some seriously bad advice. And they have no choice because they're not exactly the sharpest tacks in the shed, but to listen to them.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because I know there's, you know, a lot of individuals, they don't understand the depth of this. And we try to explain it to the point that individuals can even understand this, that are just beginning to realize the corruption. There are individuals, Michael Edmondson from District 4, Gail Hambrick from District 2.
Right.
You have Shanna Rooks. She's the current commissioner of District 3, but she is also running as a judicial candidate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And Jeffrey Turner, is that correct?
That is correct. He's the county chairman.
Okay. And then there is a sheriff, Victor Hill. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, I found
whoa. There's also one more.
Okay.
The tax commissioner himself, Terry Bascom.
Okay.
So all of the major players, all of the elected officials, with the exception of one at present, Commissioner Sonia Singleton, is guilty of this type of crime against and violation of the oath of office, which means they are all at present, although not charged, guilty of a felony. And those there's a list of felonies, as a matter of fact, and it, just so you know, let me rattle off the actual felonies we're talking about.
Sure.
Criminal Code 16-10-2B, Criminal Code 16-10-4, Criminal Code 16-10-5, Elections Code, or Ethics Code, subsection 45-11-2, Criminal Code 16-10-1, 16-10-8, 16-10-7, 16-10-9, 45-11-3, 4 and 5, 45-11-10. These are how many actual verifiable criminal charges that can be brought against these people for this one issue. And that issue is simply this, guys, that any every public official shall take the oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, take any oath prescribed by the Constitution of Georgia. Number three, swear that he or she is not the holder of any unaccounted for public money due this state or any political subdivision or authority thereof. And there it is, right there. That's exactly what I got them on. That's exactly what they're guilty of. I have all the proof to show it. As a matter of fact, I contacted the Ethics Commission today to confirm that they still had not rectified this problem. And I wanted to get certified copies of these invoices that were due. He said that by email, that constitutes the certification because it's coming directly from his official site. He emailed me all of the invoices that are currently due and payable, and these three were the ones that I requested, and these three are still to this day in noncompliance. And the fact that one of them is running for a judgeship is just, it's beyond the pale.
Well, you know, and here's a question too. You know, I'm going to revert just a tiny bit back to the police chief, because here's my question. Why did any of them have jobs in the first place? Because if he's only going to pick and choose, then why is he even there? Why, if you're not going to enforce the law, why did we pay them to do anything? Why don't we just let the liberties rise and let the people live their lives without them being up people's rear ends? And, get back to the old way, and just, you know, because obviously they're not going to follow even their own codes, much less Constitution. I mean, we're not even talking about Constitution here. We're talking about their own laws, criminal their code. Own statutory codes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, they're not mine. They are theirs, and they are there for the specific purpose of keeping them accountable.
Right, they're there to keep the little man down, to pretend like, oh, I'm here to enforce law, but the reality is they're there only to protect the criminals that are the ones oppressing the people in the first place. That's the way I see it. That's my personal opinion.
There's no other way to take it, Lori. None, because when you have them, excuse the expression, dead to rights, you have the absolute proof that they are guilty of the crime as charged, and you do your due diligence, you do what a good citizen is supposed to do, and you affect a citizen's arrest because they won't affect that citizen's arrest.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking half of the equation out by doing that part of the job for them. All they have to do is do their job. Take that person into custody, get him before a magistrate. The officers of the law have no liability for false arrest or anything under those circumstances.
That's, you know, I will say, and I hope he hears my voice, I am not only highly disappointed, you know, from a law enforcement standpoint, because I know a lot of individuals who are in law enforcement that would have done their job. They would have done their job. Now, on the same token, this man is just not a police chief. He is a military veteran. He knows about duty to disobey. He knows about the UCMJ. He claims and touts and gets his votes to be police chief or elected or whatever the case may be, whether he's elected or appointed. He still touts his military service to be able to do all of this for the people. Yet, he allows the attack upon the people to continue by criminals who are oppressing the people he claims to be protecting. Now, that is absolutely not acceptable.
And you're looking at a mob boss. Nothing more, nothing less. He is taking into his own hands the law and interpreting it by himself. So, look, I'm not going to complain about this anymore, because the only thing we can do is...
Well, everybody, we'll be right back after this break. Please continue to join us after the break with Carl Swenson of the Clayton County Citizens Oversight Committee and me, Lori Anderson, and Tom Lacavera Stewart.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic's Dirty Uncle Sam Radio on RBN Network. I did want to make a brief mention that if you wanted to chip in for donations, since this is independent media, to be able to help Tom be able to get back and forth to individual places, to be able to cover things like this, please... you can go to his website at resurrectherepublic.com and you can make a donation, one-time donation. Even if it's only a dollar, understand that it makes a difference. If 100 people even only donate a dollar, that's $100. That helps with gas to get to individual places in order to be able to cover situations like this, which is imperative, especially in this day and time. Now, Carl, what I wanted to bring up is Sheriff Victor Hill. Can you give us a little bit, because I found some information that I do want to share with the audience, but I wanted you to share with us the information about Sheriff Victor Hill and why he's in violation of the oath of office.
Well, he's in violation for exactly the same reason that we placed these three commissioners under arrest. The only difference is that his violation is only 2 years old and did not occur before he took his oath of office. That doesn't mean that he's not in violation. Of course he is. Mm-hmm. But we went after the hard and fast, the absolute no-brainer crimes that were being committed there. And for all intents and purposes, when I told that commission that they must now shut down, I got a little chuckle out of the county chairman. Mm-hmm. But nothing more, of course. But that's exactly what has to happen and should have happened tonight, as I commanded them to do this.
Right. And, you know, a lot of individuals who are listening to this radio show may not remember, but there was a similar situation in a different state approximately a year, maybe 2 years ago. And there were military veterans there at a county commissioner board, and the county commissioners, they tried to close the meeting to the public, and they placed them under citizen's arrest. And these commissioners were mocking and laughing and just thought it was all a joke. And the sheriff came in and actually arrested the commissioners. They didn't leave laughing because they did get arrested. So what individuals need to realize is it can happen when your sheriff or when your police chief follows the law. Because that individual sheriff did follow the law and did place them under arrest. Do you remember that incident?
Absolutely. That happened in Michigan.
It was in Michigan, yes. I couldn't remember exactly where it had happened. However, I do know that it was very successful. And, you know, when they realize that they're being held into account and that, you know, they are not above the law, which is imperative, because otherwise we have not only dictators, but we have nothing but a crime syndicate going on across the United States of America and across our union. Now, I found some interesting information out about Mr. Sheriff Victor Hill. He is no stranger to controversy. So what I found that now he did get found not guilty, but he had previously been indicted for actually shooting. It was not an intentional shooting. It was a reckless conduct, but of shooting his friend in an accidental shooting. That was one of the things. But the next thing, I'm going to have the producer, if you would, pull up his spending habits, because mainstream media covered his spending habits. Listen to this.
First, months after a controversial shooting involving Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill, investigators went undercover.
And you just might be surprised tonight to find out where we spotted him. It comes as Hill awaits a court date on a reckless conduct charge after shooting a real estate agent back in May inside a model home. Hill claims the accident happened during a police training exercise, and it turns out Hill has been doing a lot of police trainings all across the country.
Yeah, our 11 Live investigators followed the money trail of his travel spending and even followed him on one of his trips. Victor Hill has kept a low profile since the shooting. The typically visible sheriff has been scarcely seen. But we saw him just a few weeks ago, and he wasn't in Georgia. Sheriff Victor Hill's black Camaro stood out in small-town Athens, Alabama. He and his county-issued vehicle are here for a four-day workshop on Tai Chi training, all paid for with tax dollars.
Driving by right now.
All taught here in this simple downtown building with a handwritten sign. We watched outside as the class took up most of the day, breaking for lunch with other classmates. When the day was done, Sheriff Hill would head here for five nights at this nearby Hampton Inn. Through open records, though, we've learned this training trip, costing more than $1,000, was one of the cheapest Sheriff Hill has taken in the past year and a half.
Wow.
Those expenses come as a surprise.
For someone that's already on the hot seat, it's definitely surprising to see such a brazen trip and expense.
Since January of 2014, the sheriff has been training coast to coast, like for this week-long trip to Los Angeles for survival tactics training, or this six-day defensive training in Pittsburgh. Both times, the sheriff flew first class.
It's clearly not a responsible use of public tax dollars, and ultimately is an abuse of the public's trust.
2014 and 2015 travel records show trips to D.C., Florida, Texas, and Michigan. Again, all on the county dime. But how about these three expenses? Trips Hill took to the same city and state. In fact, to the same resort and casino.
Be sure to try your hand at our thrilling table games.
Hill went in March 2014, June 2014, and April of 2015.
Let's take a closer look at that March 2014 trip. Sheriff Victor Hill arrives in Biloxi on the 16th. He stays four nights in a hotel the length of his training at the La Quinta Inn. Then on the 20th, Sheriff Hill checks out and checks in to the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. He would stay there for the next seven nights on the taxpayer dime.
That same trip, Hill uses more tax money to buy extreme video eyewear, ammunition, and two machete knives. He also billed $100 for a buffet dinner at another nearby casino.
Can you see what he's doing?
After submitting expenses for his Athens trip, we requested an interview with the sheriff to discuss his travel expenses, but he never gave us an answer. He said repeatedly he won't talk to the media while his active case is pending.
Sheriff Hill should consider returning the money. It's clearly very wasteful spending, and the public deserves some sort of recourse for it.
We also wanted to ask the sheriff why the Camaro is one of three department vehicles assigned to him. Records show he also has been assigned a Tahoe and a Suburban. And we wanted to ask about the necessity of these commemorative coins that feature his name and Batman on them. An order of these cost Clayton taxpayers $2,000. Katie Beck, 11 Alive News.
So, as you can see, this is the type of corruption that Carl is and the Clayton County Citizens Oversight Committee are fighting. This is not even something that is questionable. This man is no stranger to controversy and is wasting the citizens' money from Clayton County. Now, if you want to call him to ask him why he's in violation of his oath of office and why he continues to be in violation of his oath of office, his number at his office is 770-471-1122. And that's 770-471-1122. Now, let's remember, because we have to have higher morals than the criminals. So let's remember, let's not use profanity, but let's require that they answer the questions of why they are getting by with these things that they are doing against the people.
One more thing before I hope you'll bring Paul into the picture here.
Yes.
Listen, this one individual alone, Sheriff Victor Hill, is the reason that Clayton County, Georgia, is completely uninsured. They're calling themselves self-insured, but even self-insurance requires a policy from a legitimate underwriter. They have nothing of the sort. 1,395 vehicles right now driving around that county with no insurance. Just thought but this is all strictly on his shoulders because he has cost that much money.
Exposed in video, in a video that you had put out, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
I will get the producer to pull that video up because I sent him that video, and then that way the listeners can actually hear them admit to not having insurance. So while we're doing that, Paul, are you there on the line? Line one.
Yes, ma'am.
It is very nice to have you on the show.
Can you hear me okay? I'm on speakerphone.
Yes, we can hear you wonderfully, and it is very nice to have you on the show. I hear that you were also there tonight.
Yes, ma'am. And Carl, if you've got your pencil sharpened up, you can take down these two code sections, 161050 and 161053, for Michael Register, the police chief.
Got it. Okay.
That first one's hindering apprehension or punishment of criminal. The other one's aiding or permitting another to escape lawful custody or confinement. So he can be charged with both of those.
Okay. I would like to take this to the magistrate directly.
Well, we can do that, but we can also file complaints with the Peace Officers Training and Standards Council, and we can also file a complaint about the entire incident with the Attorney General and demand that he send the GBI down there to go through them like a dose of salt. And then we've got a state bar complaint against the district attorney. We can demand her disbarment. So, you know, I mean, we can cause a lot of consternation and send a lot of people digging and scratching trying to figure out how they're going to cover it up.
Well, we're not going to stop. That's for doggone sure. They showed their colors, and we've showed ours.
Right, and just to let the listeners know, 161050, of which Paul just quoted, it states, a person commits the offense of hindering the apprehension or punishment of a criminal when, with intention to hinder the apprehension or punishment of a person whom he knows or has reasonable grounds to believe has committed a felony or to be an escaped inmate or prisoner, he harbors or conceals such person or conceals or destroys evidence of the crime. A person convicted of the offense of hindering apprehension or punishment of a criminal shall be punished by imprisonment for not less than 1 nor more than 5 years. And then the other code that Paul was quoting, which is 1053. I've got the wrong one. Hold on 1 second. 1053. I apologize to everybody. Anyway, Paul, while I'm pulling that up, just so that I can use that to back you up, why don't you explain to the listeners what happened tonight with you and with the citizen's arrest of the district attorney? Am I correct?
That's correct. And before I do that, I would like to make the listeners aware of something.
Okay.
I'm sure you've got listeners in other states. And I'm sorry, I can't help them. But in the state of Georgia, I must also point out that our Constitution is unique among the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
In that, Article 1, Section 1, Paragraph 11 makes a grand jury a court of inquiry, and it makes each juror a judge.
Right.
And it does that. And it doesn't do it just for the grand jury. It does it also for criminal trial juries.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that with the language which says that in all criminal cases, the jury shall be the judges of the mm-hmm. law and the facts.
Right.
Now, because it's in Article 1, that makes it a completely separate constitutionally independent entity,
mm-hmm.
the Article 6 courts.
Mm-hmm.
It also makes it independent from the Article 5 courts, which are administrative law courts.
Right.
So, the people in the state of Georgia need to get their act together. Unless, of course, they're proud of their number one ranking. But otherwise, they need to get their act together and understand that when they're sworn in as a grand juror, under our Constitution, every elected official in the state of Georgia mm-hmm. answers to a grand jury.
Right, absolutely.
The governor, the justices of the courts of appeals, the appellate court system answers to them. All mm-hmm. state legislators answer to them, and they don't answer to anybody in the proper performance of their duties. I mean, nobody. No governmental entity. Now, that's the first thing. Now, the second thing they need to know, and a lot of people are going to probably drop their jaws when they hear this, but this is the law in the state of Georgia. If the United States Congress passes a law, and the president signs the law, and that law is put into effect in the state of Georgia, if any part of that law violates a criminal provision in our code, a local grand jury I don't care what county it's in, or actually all 59 grand juries.
Mm-hmm.
159 grand juries. Every one of them can read the law, look at it, understand the crime that is being committed, and turn around and file indictments against every congressman who voted for it, the president who signed it, and the government official who's enforcing it, and send every one of them to trial.
Right.
Right here in Georgia. That is the kind of power that a Georgia grand jury possesses. The power has been left literally in the hands of the people.
All right, everybody. We will return after this break. And after a word from our sponsors, please hang in there. We have more interesting information to come.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception. But a priest will also tell you it's okay to when you're only 12 with all the horrible, horrible that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the entertainment they peddling to children who don't have the wherewithal to know what's better than nonsense. They're preying on the innocence with lunacy, drip drop, pish.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Up Sam Radio, with me, Lori Anderson, as co-host, Carl Swenson,
of the Clayton County Citizens Oversight Committee. We have an individual with us also, Paul, who was at the Clayton County issue this evening trying to help with citizens' arrest and witnessed firsthand as well. Chief of Police Michael Register refused to follow the law. Paul, before the break, had mentioned a couple of codes, and one of the codes that he mentioned was 161053. So I'm going to read to you this code because I want you to understand this is not just the Constitution this police chief broke. It is also statutory code as well. You can find it by simply typing OCGA 16-10-53. And it states, a person who knowingly aids another in escaping from lawful custody or from any place of lawful confinement shall, upon conviction thereof, be punished by imprisonment for not less than 1 nor more than 5 years. A peace officer or employee of any place of lawful confinement who recklessly permits any person in his custody to escape is guilty of a misdemeanor. And that is the code that Paul was speaking earlier on the show about. So, Paul, as you witnessed this, how were your emotions, I guess, is a good way to ask that question, because I know that y'all are acting lawfully. I know that y'all are not doing anything with any kind of vindictiveness. You are doing this for the people. You are doing this not only for the people, but it is in Supreme Court case after Supreme Court case and other cases as well. It has been established that no officer of the law may set that law at defiance with impunity, that all officers of the government from the highest to the lowest are creatures of the law and are bound to obey it. And you watched a person who is a creature of the law who did not obey it. How did that make you feel, not just for yourself in a personal issue, but also for the people of Clayton County?
Well, I think Tommy probably give you a better rendition of my conduct in front of that police chief. I do recall losing my composure at having an insolent, arrogant, badge-toting monkey tell me that I wasn't going to exercise one of my rights, privileges, and immunities, which is guaranteed. And I'm just going to have to be brutally honest. I have spent 25 years fighting this.
Hold on to that thought for one moment. We hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some Joint Aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help, health-wise, at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.